going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. I'm Elizabeth Carey. I'm the Director of Public Relations at AAA Western and Central New York. We're so glad you could join us here today. I'm so sorry we can't be outside, but as we all know, that's one thing we cannot control is the weather. One thing we can control is being safe when we travel and being safe on the roads. And that's something we're going to address today. So we have a great lineup of speakers that are here to talk to you today. And it's a big record-breaking Memorial Day weekend, if you can believe this. Because sometimes you hear the number, like, we're going to have record-breaking Memorial travel, even with high prices and all the inflation that we're seeing. So we're going to address that today. But AAA does expect it to be a banner year with 45.1 million people traveling. Of course, more people are going to be hitting the road, about a million more than last year. That could lead to more incidents on the road. And Memorial Day, unfortunately, also kicks off the 100 deadliest days for teen drivers. That's the period from Memorial Day to Labor Day when AAA realized that this fatality traffic data is on the rise. And AAA researchers took a look at these numbers and said, wait a minute, this is really, and coined the phrase, the 100 deadliest days for teen drivers, Memorial Day to Labor Day, when fatal teen crashes increase dramatically. So we're here with our community partners today. We want to try and make a difference and keep everyone safe. So today you're going to hear from our new president and CEO, Mark Dickinson, Trooper James O'Callaghan from the New York State Police, Lieutenant Jeremy Lenning from the Erie County Sheriff's Office, also Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. Mike Formanovich is the manager of our driver training program, so he's going to address teen driver safety. And then Matt Covert is a travel manager with AAA, so he's got all kinds of data on where people are going this weekend. Kelly Kzitib, we're happy to welcome, a public information officer from the NFTA, so she can talk about what they're seeing at the Buffalo Airport. And then Kevin Fortner, our associate fleet manager, is going to talk about prepping your car for a road trip. And we were hoping to do a little demonstration outside, but again, the weather's not holding out so well, but we're happy that we're not standing outside getting drenched with umbrellas and more. So with no further ado, it's my pleasure to introduce our new president and CEO at AAA Western and Central New York, Mark Dickinson. Mark?
Great. Thanks, Elizabeth. You know, AAA began tracking Memorial Day travel back in 2000, 25 years ago. We're excited that travel continues to grow. In fact, AAA projects, as Elizabeth shared, a new record of 45.1 million travelers this year. We're going to shatter the former record that was set back in 2005. After a long winter, there's surely lots of pent-up demand for people to get out and about. Even those who are not traveling, we expect to see more people out walking, cycling, and driving. That's why it's so important for us all to share the road. Unfortunately, we're seeing a disturbing trend. Each day during the summer months, an average of 8 people are killed in teen driving crashes, compared to 7 per day during the rest of the year. Hot summer days are clearly the deadliest compared to the rest of the year. The latest numbers from 2023 show that 860 people were killed in crashes involving teen drivers during the 100 deadliest days. That's a 21% increase from 2022. Many of these tragedies could be prevented. One life is too many to lose in crashes that too often could be avoided by slowing down, paying attention, and buckling up. Due to their inexperience, teen drivers are at higher risk of crashes. Add in the newfound freedom of summer, prom, graduation, and other activities, and the risk of a deadly crash increases dramatically. Our AAA driving instructors work tirelessly to train young drivers to drive safely. But it's not enough. We rely on our community partners to raise awareness and to save lives. That's why we're so pleased to join forces today. I want to personally thank all of our community partners for their support. And thank you to the news media for sharing this important message. Together, we can make it a safe summer for all. And now I'll turn it over to Trooper James O'Callaghan from the New York State Police.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you, AAA, for inviting us out here. And this is a very serious but very important topic. When we look at the 100 deadliest days, why is that? We see a 13% increase in motor vehicle fatal collisions within that time frame from 23 to 24. Not only that, but 3% increase on distracted driving. And on top of that, even more so, is a 37% increase in DWIRS from 2023 to 2024 when it comes to the 100 deadliest days. Combine that with our teen drivers, the inexperience, a lot of teens, I'm sure Mickey Curran's gonna talk about, you're not gonna take your road test in the winter for obvious reasons, they're gonna take it in the summer. And when we look at all of these things, teen drivers don't have much experience. They take chances. Most of our collisions in the New York State Police happen in the summer. They do not happen in the winter. If you drive like a fool in the winter, you end up in the ditch or off the road. So people drive faster, it's sunnier, it's nicer, their windows are down. There's a lot more venues here in Western New York. We have awesome restaurants and awesome activities in Western New York. Take advantage of those. Go enjoy that stuff. If you're gonna get behind the wheel, do not drive intoxicated, do not drive distracted. And also, I come to you as a trooper with this message, but I come to you as a parent. I have a 16-year-old at home. She's got her permit. She's going to take her road test this July. As a parent, I'm speaking to you. Develop those good habits. We all strive to set our kids up for success. This should be no different behind the wheel. When you get in the car for 16 years, hauling your kids to the sports, the school, all the activities and family events and the things that you do and your family, wear your seatbelt. Watch your speed. Don't drive intoxicated. Don't drive distracted. You're 23 times more likely to get into a collision if you're driving distracted. Most teens, 70% of teens, feel confident that they can drive distracted while operating that vehicle. That shouldn't be. So, like I said, parents, they're going to drive your car someday with your insurance and your car keys. So build those good habits early. And so they can continue on. And when you give them the keys to your car, you feel confident that they can drive your car safely and that they're going to come home at the end of the day from their venture. So with that, like I said, 100 deadliest days of summer. Parents, have the talk with your kids. Even if they're a little older, maybe they're 18, 19 age, remind them that driving's a privilege and it's also very dangerous, and to take your time and be responsible when you get behind the wheel. At this time, I'd like to introduce Erie County Sheriff, Lieutenant Lenning.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Good morning. My name is Lieutenant Jeremy Lenning with the Erie County Sheriff's Office, and I'm here to talk to you about sharing the roadway and pedestrian safety. Distracted driving is a very, very, very big and major issue, as well as sharing the roadway with motorcyclists, bicyclists, and pedestrians, especially in urban and suburban areas. Annually, approximately 15,000 people are killed on our roadways in our nation every year due to distracted driving, as well as not paying attention to exactly what you're doing behind the wheel of the car. Drivers, drive the speed limit and drive distraction free. It can wait. As far as your text messages, your phone calls, your emails, it can all wait. Pedestrians, please wear bright colored clothing. See and be seen. Just because you can see the vehicle and you can see the vehicle's headlights does not mean that the vehicle can see you. Bicyclists, ride where you can be seen and make sure that you wear a safety helmet that fits appropriately. Motorcyclists, above all else, please slow down. Monitor your speed. We routinely clock motorcyclists in excess of 80 to 100 miles per hour on our highways. Please follow the Move Over Law. The Move Over Law is one of the most important laws that we've set into motion and protects all first responders, construction workers, tow truck drivers, and any personnel working along the highways. It is extremely important. This law in particular hits home for me. Approximately 6 years ago, I was on a traffic stop on Route 400 on Transit Road. I was struck by a driver as I returned to my patrol unit. That driver failed to slow down. That driver failed to move over. So the outcome of that accident, had I not reached my patrol unit and gotten inside, would have been drastically different. So please, please slow down and move over when you see emergency lights. Our traffic unit will be conducting DWI enforcement, seatbelt enforcement, and enforcement of laws all related to dangerous and distracted driving throughout the course of the summer, and especially during the 100 deadliest days. Thank you very much, and I'd like to turn it over to Erie County Clerk, Mickey Hearns.
Thank you so much.
Good morning. I also, too, want to thank Mark Dickinson and AAA of Western and Central New York for inviting me here today to help raise awareness and educate all motorists. We are at the Erie County Clerk's Office, also very happy to have many community partners, and we definitely believe that AAA is one of our best partners, as we also do a lot of work with passports and other identification. Summer is the season that everyone looks forward to. I hate to say this, but I hope we get some warm weather, Mark. We're gonna welcome you in Western New York with some warm weather. It's there somewhere. Vacations and endless outdoor activities. We know that the college kids are coming on the road, and it has been talked about by Jim and the previous speakers, the 100 deadliest days of summer. As you know, the Erie County Clerk's Office is responsible for the administration of local auto bureaus. We issue the driver's licenses, permits, and non-driver's IDs through the New York State Department of Motor Vehicles. So Jim is absolutely correct. Even though we're doing the real ID, we are booking appointments out, and many of those young people, whether they're in high school or college, they're looking forward to getting on the road. One of the things that we've been working on, which I think is important, and Jim said it so eloquently, is he talked about the talk between parents and their drivers. At the Erie County Clerk's Office, we have a safe driving pledge. We go out to the schools and we ask them to do the things that many of our law enforcement officials talk about. I will not send or receive a text message, tweet, speak on a cell phone. Obviously, I will wear a seatbelt. I will be a good passenger. That's something that we really stress to many of the students. And obviously, once again, we don't want people driving under the influence of both alcohol or drugs, which is really, really bad. So each year, and recently, we know that May is Motorcycle Awareness Month at the Erie County Clerk's Office and throughout New York State. Those registrations are coming due April 30th, and now many people are coming in and they're putting their motorcycles on the road. So once again, when you're out there, it's pedestrians, it's bicyclists, it's motorcyclists, look twice because you could save a life. There's about 650,000 registered motor vehicles on the roads of Erie County. In addition to that, we got prom and graduation season. So once again, it's so important that we all work together. Be the example, parents, while driving. Not do as I say. Really follow the rules also. Put that cell phone down. It can wait. And look, at in the end, I see that a lot. I know the customers that are coming in that are happy, excited, they'll be getting their permit, or they're maybe getting their enhanced ID so they can travel. But I also see those other customers. and they look a little sad, and they're down in the dumps because they did something that they didn't, and law enforcement had to issue them a ticket. And when they're issued a ticket, there's points on their license. And for some people, they may even lose their license and have that suspended or revoked. We don't want that. We want people on the road. So remember, please follow the rules. And finally, don't forget, this weekend is Memorial Day weekend. Please take a moment to honor and remember the servicemen and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice fighting for the freedoms we all enjoy. It's a great time to celebrate, but also, too, we also have to remember. So with that, I want to bring up Mike, the AAA manager of driver training.
Thank you. Good morning. So young drivers in high school and college look forward to the summer season with a break from school. Unfortunately, as you have heard here today, that can turn deadly all too often. Due to their inexperience, teen drivers are at a higher risk of crashes. According to the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety Culture Index, about 72% of teen drivers aged 16 to 18 admit to risky driving behaviors that include speeding, texting, red light running, aggressive driving, drowsy driving, and driving without a seatbelt. AAA's message to teens, just know that it can happen to you. Car crashes are the leading cause of injury and death for people ages 15 to 20. And it's not just about you. Crashes affect pedestrians, passengers, and other drivers, as well as their families. You don't want to do something you'll regret for the rest of your life. Here at AAA, our driving instructors urge teen drivers to store phones out of reach, obey speed limits, and stay away from impairing substances such as alcohol and marijuana. AAA's message to parents, talk with your teens early and often about safe driving. More importantly, serve as a role model for safe behavior. Putting that phone down when you're behind the wheel is a great example. Buckling up and following posted speed limits is the next step. Then consider setting up a family driving agreement with clear rules about driving. If you have questions, please give AAA a call. We offer the 5-hour course and in-car instruction, along with a defensive driving course, which we urge parents of teens to take as a refresher of their driving skills. Finally, having a driving instructor aside from mom or dad can remove the emotions and stress from the learning process. Next up, Matthew Covert, AAA Travel Manager.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for everybody attending, all of the speakers that we've had. We really appreciate it here at AAA, so thank you so much for being part of this. So some exciting information that we'd like to come out and share. Memorial Day weekend is here. Travel numbers are up, and it is going to be the highest number that we have seen in the last 20 years. Most travelers are starting to head out today, returning on Monday, with some of them extending into longer weekends. Domestic travel is expected to increase 1.4 million travelers this year compared to last year. That is setting a new record for us. So very exciting to see there. A lot of things come up, inflation, tariffs. So people are wondering how is that happening? Despite the concerns over rising prices, members, travelers are still going out to see families, enjoy the extended weekend and be together. To kick off road trip season, 87% of travelers this year are going to be taking road trips. It's about a 39.4 million people that are driving to their different destinations. 3.6 million are going to fly. So airports are going to be very, very busy. So make sure that you give yourself some extra time at the airports. And there's more information to come on that. Air travel is going to surpass pre-pandemic levels by about 12%. So we're continuing to move in a positive direction, even with flight prices being up about 2% this year. When it comes to pricing, last minute deals aren't really going to happen. Again, it's a very popular time for travel. So try to avoid those peak times and travel to those hidden gems that are really close to home, or look at other options, including cruises and all-inclusive resorts. Some top U.S. destinations this year, of course, Orlando continues to top the charts. Seattle, New York City, Vegas, and of course, Miami, where I think a lot of us would like to be today. International is also becoming a very hot destination, Italy being the number one destination for international travel. A lot of things happening over there, if anybody hasn't checked the news recently. It's also the Jubilee, so it's a big celebration that happens every 25 years. So it's a really great chance to head over to Italy and really experience that. Paris, London, Athens, Greece, again, tend to be high destinations. And we're officially into Alaska season. So Alaska is one of the greatest destinations for us to explore here in the 50 United States. Very important that we check our passports, make sure all of that information is up to date. Make sure we have the proper IDs, real IDs, enhanced driver's licenses. Of course, if we need any assistance, AAA is here to help. We do have passport photos, some international driving permits for those that are looking to travel outside of the country. And we are now also running a TSA PreCheck here as well. Register for TSA PreCheck and go through that process. To talk more about air travel, we do have our friend from the NFTA Public Information Department, Kelly Khabib. So thank you so much for having me. Be safe, have fun, and happy travels.
Well, good morning, everyone. First off, I just want to, of course, thank AAA for having us and, of course, our community partners that we always work closely with. We had a lot of very good information here, so I'm going to try to keep it brief for everyone and respect your time. The first thing that we definitely want to address is something that we have been really hitting home this year, and that is going to be Real ID. Now, we have been very lucky to have a very high compliance with Real ID. Again, with our community partners, Mickey Kearns, very helpful, extremely helpful in kind of getting the word out and everyone else. But we would like to remind people that you have to have that, okay? Enhanced ID, that is also acceptable. Also letting people know that if you have global entry and things like that, that is also acceptable. But make sure that you have that, because the last thing that you want to do is be on that family trip and end up missing your flight. Next thing that we definitely want to address for people, now that you are traveling, there is going to be a lot of people this year. As AAA was nice enough to mention, we are past pre-pandemic numbers. So we are back. There's going to be a lot of people out, a lot of people traveling. So make sure that you do some of those tried and true rules. Make sure that you're downloading your airline's app, so that way you can get the most up-to-date information. And finally, one of the things that a lot of people tend to forget is their luggage in the airport. That is something that happens a lot more than you would think, and that is very dangerous. So again, before you even hit the road to come out, make sure that you have those documents ready. Make sure that you're not leaving anything in the airport. And again, happy travels. Thank you. Oh, and Kevin's up next, guys.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, everybody, for coming out and speaking. I'm Kevin Fortner, Fleet Assistant Manager. It doesn't really matter today if you're driving to the airport or out to a backyard barbecue. Now's the time to make sure you take care of the maintenance of your car after a very long winter. If you're going on a road trip, it's even more important. Last year, AAA responded to more than 356,000 calls over Memorial Day weekend. Our local area responded to nearly 13,000 calls. You can avoid a breakdown just by taking care of some simple things. Get key components on your car taken care of and checked. Check your battery, fuel system, have the tires looked at, check the brakes, and check some fluids. Make sure that your vehicle's emergency kit is fully stocked, not just with tools, not just with supplies. Make sure you got some snacks. Bring a cell phone charger. If you're traveling with kids or furry friends, bring a snack for the dog, bring some water. Make sure that you try and keep your fuel level above about a quarter of a tank. Empty fuel tanks lead to many, many more problems down the road. Along with running out of gas, AAA's responds very often to dead batteries, flat tires, and keys that get locked into cars. Take your time to plan your route in advance. Give yourself an extra couple of minutes. Please protect our roadside workers while you're out there. Slow down and move over when you see any of the lights on the side of the road. It's imperative to do so. Our workers have families to go home to, and we want to keep everyone safe. If you do find yourself needing help from AAA, simply call 1-800-AAA-HELP. And if not, you can always download our app. It'll get your roadside service, and it'll also help find some of your best gas prices in the area. Thanks again. I'll turn it over to Elizabeth now.
Thanks, Kevin. Okay, speaking of gas prices, I checked the numbers this morning so we can share those with you. They're down. So for people that are taking road trips, that's something that's working in their favor. It's a lot cheaper to travel by car this year as far as gas prices go. So the U.S. average is a $3.20 this morning. That's down 40 cents from last year. The New York State average is $3.13. That's down 55 cents from last year. And the Buffalo average is $3.08. It's down more than 55 cents from last year as well. There's something to point out. I paid $3.19 the other day. The average here says $3.08. I wasn't smart that day. I was in a hurry. I didn't want to run out of gas, like Kevin said, but I didn't use the AAA mobile app, which will tell you where the cheapest gas prices are in your area. So you can shop around. Gas stations can set their own prices. So it might be a difference of turning left rather than right, and the gas down the street's a little bit cheaper. So if people do want to save more money on gas prices this year, a big box discount, grocery store discounts, using the AAA mobile app to find the cheapest prices in your area. And also, if you're taking a Memorial Day road trip, when you get back and say you have that luggage rack on top of your car, all that cargo in the vehicle, take that out and unpack right away. Don't procrastinate, because the heavier the load, you'll use more gas. So the lighter the load, you can save on gas as well when you're heading back to, unfortunately, work after the holiday weekend. A couple things I just wanted to touch on. We talked a lot about traffic safety. And O'Callaghan had mentioned that, Trooper O'Callaghan had mentioned that he has a 16-year-old daughter. Today's my daughter's 18th birthday, so I can relate to that. So I'm constantly, be careful, be careful, be careful. I've never said be careful so many times since my kids got their driver's license. But one of the things we want to just summarize here today is this is really the kickoff to the summer season, the unofficial travel start to the summer season. So there's so much fun to be had. Granted the weather, but we'll get over that. There is a lot of beach time ahead of us, a lot of backyard barbecues, parties, graduation parties like we heard, prom and more. You don't want to take an event like this and turn it into a tragedy. That's why it's so important to share this message here today. And that's why we're so thankful that everyone could join here together today. And then the other point about travel. So we talked about how people really want to be with their friends and their loved ones, and that's the big trend right now. People want to get together any occasion, especially Memorial Day, summer, be with their loved ones. So that's what we're seeing right now. People want experiences, they want to make memories, they want to be with their loved ones. And they'll take any opportunity to do so. Will it cost a little bit more in some cases? Yeah, but maybe they won't go out to dinner on vacation, they'll budget and get some groceries and cook in one night. What really the whole point is, like, not just about how much money you're spending. Maybe it's just a simpler trip. Maybe you're going camping and putting up a tent in the rain, but you're going to be together and you're going to remember that more than you remembered maybe what you got for Christmas last year or something like that. So that's the big trend right now. The other thing I wanted to touch on was it used to be a luxury to travel, but what we're seeing now is people, I'm going to prioritize this. So people are really prioritizing travel. They want to get out there. They want to have these experiences and their memories, and that's another reason why things are going up. If anyone has any questions, feel free. We can pull somebody back up to the podium, or you can interview people on the side. Is there anything else that news media needs from us at this point?
Traveling this weekend, especially with Real ID, it's been out for almost 3 weeks now. Just, you know, has it affected, you know, people's time going in through security, whether they have it or not? I mean, what has been the trend there?
I'm going to call my buddy Kelly up.
So again, we have seen a very high compliance in Real ID. So just make sure you have it. It's pretty much that simple. There will be some stops here and there, but we've been working hard to, again, get the word out, make sure that people know that they have it. When you don't have it, the TSA person will pull you aside to go ahead and keep that line going. So far, we've had a very high compliance.
So has it delayed people getting through security in any way? Is there any advice to tell people to get to the airport maybe a little earlier than what they have been before, or is it still kind of the standard, you know, 2 hours before your flight?
It's still the standard because, again, if you don't have it, you will see a delay, right? So I think what's important is to make sure that before you even hit the road that you have those documents, especially if you're coming with a family. I just recently went on a vacation with my family. And, again, before we left the house, I made sure everyone had their Enhance, everyone had their passport. And if you have them both, I brought a backup just in case. So it's one of those things that if you do not have it, you will see a delay. But everyone who does, we're going to make sure that we get that person and try to help them, of course, and make sure that they do have the proper documents. But again, you want to make sure that you have that before you even hit the road.
I hate to be the one to ask all the questions. Next question's for more so like Trooper O or even Lieutenant Lenning, just with regards to distracted driving for the teenagers, you know, the 100 deadliest days. What exactly is it, if you can remind people, what you're looking for out there with distracted driving and maybe some of the repercussions for some of the younger drivers that may think, oh, I can get away with this, you know, but if you're caught, what's the penalty?
So distracted driving is the leading cause to all traffic collisions at this point, followed by DWI, followed by speeding. All three of those things combined, obviously, will have an extreme outcome. When we look at 2023 to 2024 stats, we saw a 13% increase overall with distracted drivers, and that's New York State Police stats. And we say that because here we are in the 100 deadliest days of summer, and we have people walking, we have people riding e-bikes. E-bikes are huge amongst young kids, tweens, and adults. So they're all over the place. They do about 15 to 20 miles an hour, easily missed if you're at an intersection. And you combine all of these things with runners, bikers, everyone on the side of the road, and you're traveling hundreds and hundreds of feet doing even 35 miles an hour. And you take your eye off the road, it's going somewhere else, it's going on that phone. And our younger drivers, like I said, 77% of them feel confident that they can drive a car distracted. So that's alarming to us, but our stats show it's with as much information as all the partners in here have been putting out, we're still seeing a substantial increase in distracted driving tickets issued across the board. So my thing is, where do we go next? Well, that's why I'm pushing out. I have a 16-year-old. You have to be the parent. At some point, they're going to drive your car. You have to have that conversation, the talk, like Mickey Kern said. You have to have the talk with your kids. And parents, be the role model, because we're seeing the stat go up quite a bit, and we're seeing that that's the number one cause of all traffic collisions, but we can only do so much at our end. Yes, we're going to get a ticket. What does a ticket mean? It means about $500 by the time you're done with surcharges. 5 points. It's our highest ticket point. It's our highest point ticket that you can almost get outside of doing 30 miles an hour over the speed limit. So the points are there, the fines are there. The problem is you could take someone's life. So if you're driving distracted, and we will subpoena that stuff, if we have a fatality collision or serious physical injury collision, and we believe at that point that you may be driving distracted, your network will get a subpoena. We will hold those records, and you're looking at vehicular manslaughter. You're looking at about 10 years. It doesn't matter how old you are. You're looking at about 10 years. We don't want that to come to that, but we will have to do what we have to do, because at the end of the day, justice has to be set for the people who lost a loved one. So all of that to be said, fines are high, points are high. Obviously, if you get into a fatality collision, the extreme penalty is high. Just don't do it. That's what we're asking. Be the role model as a parent. Put down your phone as you're just, you know, as you're a teen. I know I'm older, but a lot of the younger generation grew up with a phone in their hand. You have to separate that way of life when you're behind the wheel. That's all we ask. That's what we're all here for. That's what we're all pushing for. Good?
Is weather a concern at all this weekend as far as the roads or even just the airport?
As far as state police concerns and road and weather, our biggest concern with weather is usually snow or extremely high winds that could cause damage into the roadway, like trees or down power lines or things like that. We're not looking at that, the storm coming into this area. We're catching like the edge of the edge. So it's just rain, unfortunately cold, nothing new to Western New York. So I say that the weather, it's basically, when we look at travel, it just might diminish people going out and doing things outside, or maybe going places because the weather is, you know, cold and rainy. But outside of travel itself, no, it will not impair you. Yeah, you have your window wipers on, your headlights on like you should. But outside of that, you know, go travel, go do things as much as you can given the weather.
As far as flying?
Oh. So we do keep in contact with the National Weather Service, and so far everything is looking pretty much smooth sailing. As Shubro said, it's kind of going to be on the outskirts for us. But again, we will be looking at that and continuously looking until the weekend, because the weather can change at a drop of a hat.
Any other questions? One of the things to think about, we talked about kids and their phones. Parents can be just as bad. All the AAA research shows that the majority of adults say they know using the phone behind the wheel is a risk, but they do admit they're still tempted to do so. But like Trooper O'Callaghan said, you look away for just a second, you're going to increase your crash risk. So the text, the email, the selfie, you know, that can all wait. So you got to make sure you put that phone down. And like Mike from driver training would say, they tell the young students when they come in for driving lessons, put the backpack right in the trunk of the car where you can't even reach it. Then you're not tempted to reach for it. And another thing, if parents are talking to their teens, it's a phone and that's a distraction, but also other kids in the car, adjusting the radio station. Off the record, my daughter may have messed up a car by taking food to her grandma, and she made a turn, and it fell off the seat, and she went to grab it and overcorrected. we don't need to talk about that any further. She's okay. But anything like that can happen. I'm like, it's food. Let it stay on the floor. Watch the car. Keep your hands on the wheel. So it's very important to talk about all the distractions behind the wheel, and it's all about keeping people safe. And that's what we want to do, not just this weekend, but throughout the entire summer, the year, and let's change these dangerous trends and make it a safe environment for everyone.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.